another day in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, boys and girls. Again, it's time for another visit with our friends down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, hey, don't run away. Listen up, why you want to stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, everybody. This is Dippy Dwarf. Today, Barbecue Pig goes to the ballet with Swindler Q Fox.
So don't leave your radio. Listen to our animal show. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Love the ballet, Swindler Q Folk.
It was very charming of you to bring me, Barbecue Pig.
They say the ballet Goose de Monte Carlo is the best in the world.
Oh, yes. I've heard they have the most talented dancers available.
What's next on the program?
I do believe it's the Tennessee Waltzing Horse.
Oh, I adore waltzing horses. Oh, quiet, the lights are dimming.
I understand you're going to build a new hotel.
Oh, yes. The Dwarf Waldorf is so archaic, so passé, so run down.
That dear hotel will be modern, expensive.
What? I plan to spend a lot of money on it.
Money? Quite a lot? Duh. Big. Just how much do you mean by quite a lot?
Oh, thousands and thousands, Swindler. Oh, quiet, the next number's starting. It's Lana Lover Lightning Bug.
Ah, the flame that attracts them all.
The lightning bug's going to dance now. Lana Lover Lightning Bug is so graceful. Don't you think so, Swindler Q Fox?
Of course, Steve, of course. But now, about your money.
Fox, that was lovely.
Big, to get back to your money.
When I'm out with you, we always seem to get back to it. In fact, we never seem to get away from it.
Who is going to build your hotel, Big?
Why, the Eager Beaver Building Corporation, of course.
Of course. I was afraid of that. Big, why don't you let me take charge of the building?
What do you know about building, Swindler Q?
My dear Pig, you really need someone to handle the money for the building. Someone you can trust.
And you're that someone, Fox. Can you make my money go farthest?
Madam, when it comes to making money go far, Swindler Q is your fox.
Hey, Debbie Dwarf.
Oh, what is it, Banky Frog?
Have you heard?
Have I heard what? Stop hopping around the lobby and tell me what.
Banky Frog? It's about the pig and the fox. Boy, what a joke.
Well, I don't see anything funny about a pig and a fox.
Oh, you know Swindler Q. Fox, the big crook. Oh, that stupid pig.
Banky, please explain or refrain from that jumping.
Okay, Shorty. I just heard that the pig is letting Swindler Q. Fox handle the money for her hotel.
Oh, no. If she does that, her hotel will never be built.
I didn't think the pig was that gullible, Dippy.
Well, Frankie, we've got to make the pig realize how dangerous this can be.
Why, Shorty? It's her money. Besides, if she loses her money and doesn't build a hotel, you won't have any competition with your dwarf warlord.
Well, I see your point, Frankie. But I do hate for the pig to be swindled.
Well, all I can say is, if she's foolish enough to be taken in by a slick fox...
Well, Frankie, look at it this way. Even if we forget about the pig, there's the fox. We mustn't give him an opportunity to make a crook of himself.
Oh, you want to keep the jail empty, huh? You want the jailer to lose his job. You want the jail to fall apart.
Oh, along with you, Frog. I can see you won't be any help.
You'll see. I'm going upstairs to Kitty's room. And down the hall to the pretty Kitty's room. Yep, yep. Come meow,
the pretty kid, and I will serenade the moon.
Come out, my pretty kid, and I will sing a little tune.
Not meow.
Hey, why not?
I'm not through manicuring my claws.
Oh, come on, kitty baby. I've seen you unmanicured before. Come on out.
Well,
Hello, Dream Frog.
Hiya, kitty baby. Gee, you sure do look pretty today.
And every day. What's on your mind, if any?
The pig.
The pig? Were you thinking about that pig again?
But no,
just because she has money.
Hey, kitty, please don't misconstrue my words.
That pig, I could scratch every dollar out of her bank account.
Kitty, let me explain.
Frankie Frog, don't you ever speak to me again. I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
Over to Susie Skunk. If you so much as look like you're following me, I'll scratch your eyes out. Hope Susie Skunk is at home. That frog, always thinking about the pig and her money.
If you're working your way through Undertaker School by selling embalming fluid, I don't... Oh, hello, kitty.
Hello, Susie Skunk. May I come in?
Oh, of course. Don't mind the doormat. It's of no consequence.
Sue, I have been mistreated.
You have? Oh, it doesn't show except in your eyes. They look mad.
Susie, it's that wealthy Virginia ham again.
Barbecue pig?
Yes, she's stolen my frog's affections.
You mean Frankie has her on his mind?
He's always mentioning her name.
Well, when you mentioned her name just now, kitty, I thought you were going to talk about her new arrangement.
What are you getting at, Sue?
Oh, haven't you heard? The pig is letting Swindler Q. Fox handle the money for building her a new hotel.
Oh, is that so? Row. Doesn't she know that Fox can't be trusted?
Evidently not.
Money.
Kitty, are you thinking of some fiendish scheme?
Call it what you like, Susie. The only reason Frankie likes the pig is her money.
And she has lots of it. Such stacks of cash you've never seen.
Well, if the fox is going to handle the money, maybe I can persuade him to run away with it.
Oh, that shouldn't be hard to do. He has itchy fingers and restless feet.
And then the pig wouldn't have so much money.
And Frankie wouldn't like her for her money then.
And he'd come hopping back to me, all mine again.
And he'd take you in his green arms and sing to you.
Oh, joy. Oh, ecstasy. Oh, frog.
Oh, kitty.
Oh, what?
You're thinking of persuading the fox to do something dishonest.
I never thought of it that way.
And I can't let you be an accomplice to a crime.
Would it really be a crime?
Oh, yes. And you will be arrested. I can see you sitting there, a cold, dark cell, hungry and forlorn, the stone walls are down.
Susie, don't say that.
The mush is cold, your fur is tangled, no brush, no comb, no polish for your claws.
Stop it, Susie. Stop it.
It'll be terrible.
Gracious, someone's at the door, and at a time like this, I'm coming. If you're selling handkerchiefs, I'll buy one. Oh, hello, Dumb Gluck the Woodchuck.
I know, sweetie Susie.
Won't you come in and join us, Chucky?
I don't know whether I should come in or not.
No, come on in, Woodchuck.
No, mercy me. What's going on here?
Oh, it's very sad, Chucky. I can hardly stand it.
It's awful, Dumb Gluck. Terrible, Ralph.
Don't do that. I can't stand to see you cry. Here's my hanky.
Thank you, Chucky. I feel better now that you're here.
I'm so glad. I love to be a comfort to you, Sue.
I'm glad something stopped us. My tears were ruining my mascara.
Yes. What was so sad, Sue?
Kitty almost embarked on a life of crime.
And Susie stopped me just in time.
My Susie, you're so noble. You're so wonderful.
Oh, Chucky, you do say the nicest things.
I can see I'm not wanted here. Goodbye, lovers.
Goodbye.
Bye, kitty.
Well, that idea's no good. But I must think of something that will keep the frog from thinking about the pig. I'll just sit here on this rock.
Hi. Who's sitting all night?
Oh, the turtle.
Whoever you are, I wish you'd move. I'm sick and tired of being sat upon.
Oh, hi, kitty.
Hello, Timothy. I'll move.
Oh, you don't need to bother, kitty. It's a pleasure to be sat upon by you.
Tim, I'm worried.
Well, tell the turtle all about it and get your worries off my sail.
My frog always thinks about the pig because she has so much money.
But maybe the pig won't have the money very long now.
Oh, then you've heard about the fox handling her money, too.
Yeah. I guess Barbecue Pig has lost her interest in money. Mighty careless thing to do.
I've just got to think of a way to make the frog concentrate on me and not that pig.
Well, why don't you be noble and forgive him for thinking about the pig?
I've tried everything else. I'll try that.
I saw Frankie a few minutes ago.
Where was he going?
Oh, he was hopping like 60 to the Grasshopper's junk shop.
Hey, General Grasshopper.
Hi, Frankie boy.
Hi, you Grasshopper. You happen to have a good, strong money box?
Money box? Let me think. Seems like I had one over here behind this keg of nails. Whoops. Nail kegs aren't very dependable these days.
Yes, here, I'll help you pick them up.
Careful, Frog. There are carpet tacks mixed in with the nails.
Oh, who's afraid of carpet tacks? I'm not a carpet.
Well, just to say, be careful.
Who's that? Whoa. Help, I'm losing my balance.
Look out, Frog. The tacks. Your father. Fell right in the tacks.
Oh, you're telling me I fell in the tacks. I think I've been attacked.
Judging from your back, you look like a pincushion for tacks.
Oh, you shouldn't have scared me, kitty baby.
Here, Frog, let me pull out the tacks.
I've got a feeling I'm not going to like this.
Here we go. There.
Hey, that's awfully slow, Grasshopper. Can't you do it faster?
I know. I'll get my magnet. Just have it right here. Here it is. Frog, now you hold on to that tree over there.
Yeah, I'm holding.
Now I'll just bring this magnet closer.
Such silly business.
There you are, Frog. Clean as a whistle.
Yeah, I feel ventilated, I do.
Oh, Frankie, I've decided to do the big thing and forgive you for thinking about the pig.
Gee, that's sweet of you, kitty baby.
And you must never think about the pig again.
I won't. I'll attend to business strictly.
Frankie, is this box big enough?
Say, that's just about the right size, Gerald.
Shall I wrap it up for you?
No, I'll just take it as it is.
Frankie, what's that? Oh, it's a metal box.
Yeah, kitty can say it's a metal money box.
A money box? Why, you frog, you. Getting a metal money box so the pig can protect her money.
No, kitty baby.
Come over there.
No.
After you promised me to never again think of that pig.
No, good frog,
take this.
Oh, my puncture frog skin.
I'm through with you.
But kitty, this money box isn't for the pig. It's for Dippy Dwarf.
For Dippy Dwarf?
Yeah, he sent me over here to get it. Oh,
Frankie, I acted before I thought. Forgive me, Frog.
Well, I forgive you, kitty, but try not to let it happen again. These tacks are not my idea of a picnic.
Well, guess I better get my magnet again. Hey, look who's coming. Dippy Dwarf.
Oh, Grasshopper, is Frankie here?
Oh, there you are, Frog.
Hiya, Dippy.
Did you get the metal money box?
You sure did. There it is.
Oh, dandy. The pig's waiting for it.
The pig?
Yes. It's for Barbecue Pig. She needs it for safety's sake, now that the fox is handling her money.
Kitty, don't look at me that way. I didn't know what Dippy wanted for... I didn't know he wanted for the
pig. You'll never get me to believe that. Get out of here, you worthless frog!
Hey, there they go, Grasshopper. I suppose I'll never understand their romance.
Well, Dippy, it's just like a grasshopper and his tobacco.
How's that, Gerald?
Sometimes a bite off more than I can chew.
The path of true love never runs smooth, but we'll bet that Swindler Q. Fox will do some smooth running if he ever gets his hands on the biggest fortune down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, that's all today. We're so glad that you could stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Till next time, Barbecue Pig decides to make a few changes in her hotel plans. Till then, this is Dippy Dwarf saying so long.
Remember next Saturday, listen to our animal play. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Wormwood Forest, written by Tom Titchener, has come to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.